from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Today is the day.
A tradition that started 54 years ago is about to take place.
It's the world's largest 10K race.
And Sam Crenshaw and Greg Clarkson have you covered for all the action of the Peachtree Road Race.
Athletes from around the globe are here.
As well as some of the top 10K runners in the world are all set to compete.
When it comes to Atlanta sports, nobody's got you covered like us. The 2024 Peachtree Road Race is on.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Sam and Greg.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. 92.9, The Game. Sam and Greg, we are here. What's that, Jim Nance says? A tradition like none other? Or like...
Hello, friend.
Yeah, thank you. That's not the one I'm talking about. Anyway, we are here. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a happy 4th of July to everybody.
Everybody.
Down
everybody.
Nearby,
everybody.
All them neighbors of Rick Ross. All the folks in Fayetteville.
Down in Fayette County.
And by the way,
yep.
Hope he's doing okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a little bit of a week. He was in Canada, I guess, earlier this week.
Okay.
Last week or something, and was not treated like Canadians normally treat people. That's not good. Anyway, man, here we are again.
We are here.
The 54th, and we've done every one.
Yeah, you know? No, we haven't done every one. No, we haven't been for every one. But it started in 1970. So here we are. Actually, the 55th edition of the Peachtree Road Race. Some 50,000 of our nearest and dearest friends are going to come charging down Peachtree Street, and they're going to start here in about a half hour. With the wheelchair event, they're going to get started, get things going. And it's such a tradition, Greg. I mean, it goes back, and I went to school with some people who participated in the very first one. So I just know some people who pretend that they're kind of not running today, because I checked with one of them. I said, is he running? He said, no, his knees won't let him do that anymore.
Yeah,
I said,
okay. Can walk it. You know. they've discovered that's a pretty good thing.
But it just grew into something so special. And so it was 150 runners.
Right.
150 runners, the very first one. And it has grown to something so huge.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Now, listen, this is when we do this show, it's fluid. Not to steal a line from somebody else, but it is very fluid. We have reached out to a number of people who we hoped to speak to. And we usually don't find out until within the last 6 hours who can we speak to or not. So it just sort of morphs into something interesting. So... Mr. Crenshaw, if you're giving me a heads up, do we have a guest already?
Not yet.
Okay, so
we're working on a very special
guest. This 6 o'clock hour is really the one, because we're going to talk to some folks before they actually start running or participating in the festivities, and so bear with us.
Yeah,
six o'clock hour.
It's part of a big day here in Atlanta, obviously.
Exactly.
Fireworks displays will take place tonight, and one of the places will be the Battery, where the Braves are going to take on the Giants. Braves won last night, by the way,
3-1.
Yeah, and Chris Sale got another win.
He's going for the Cy.
About this guy, for Cy Young, All-Star, and a lot of people didn't know he would be that when the Braves signed him, but he's come on, and he has been everything they could have wanted, especially with Spencer Strider being lost for the season.
Yeah, he's basically giving me the you-know-what finger.
Because I didn't think very much of him.
I thought I was getting that White Sox or Boston Chris Sale.
No, we got Chris Sale. All right, we got a guest.
It is so funny that we have this particular guest as a motorcade goes by. Sam, would you do the honors?
Absolutely, absolutely. My goodness. We can't start the Peachtree Road Race without hearing from the mayor of the city of Atlanta, the Honorable Andre Dickens is joining us. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, sir.
Happy 4th of July.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm excited this morning right now.
Well, for a number of reasons. One is to be with Sam and Greg, I would imagine.
No.
Yeah, I'm excited because of you guys.
Talk about this day. You're a native. You've grown up here, and you watch this event from different perspectives. Now, as mayor of the city, what's it like to see this event take place?
Yeah, all my life I've heard about the Peachtree Road Race, seen people run it, even cheered folks on. It is an American tradition. It's an Atlanta tradition, and now I get to take part in it. Last year I ran it. And it felt great to run up and down Peachtree. I ran it. I did very well last year. This year, I'm going to take it easy, talk to the kids, kiss some babies, shake some hands, take some selfies.
You're going to take it easy. You heard what the temperature's going to be.
it's going to be hot out here. So we're trying to make sure everybody stays hydrated and that they just enjoy themselves, because this is the world's largest 10K. People from all over the world come here. 24 countries are represented. Somebody from 50 states is here. So it's a big deal in Atlanta, and I'm excited.
Mr. Mayor, what is it like for you on a day like this where you get to see your city in action? I mean, most days are, I would have no idea what most of your days are like, but this is one of those days Atlanta is celebrated. And last year you got to run on it. This year you're going to take it easy. But days like this for you, how much is your chest puffed out when you walk around and see your city the way it is?
Yeah, so, we spend about a month preparing for the Peachtree Road Race, making sure that public safety is at the highest it can be, working with all of the law enforcement agencies, all of the emergency management services, all of the Grady hospitals, the ambulances, and everything, just, the fire department, the public works, getting the street cleaned up for all these runners. But, so I've been on preparation mode. And so as I came in this morning, just seeing how good it looks and how excited people are, seeing almost 50,000 people right here at Lenox Square Mall getting ready to run down Peachtree, it feels good. I get hyped up. I get excited. I start feeling my blood, pumping. And, it's one of those things like game day, you get excited. Mm-hmm.
Folks, this man, I'm telling you, he goes. I mean, he gets up in the morning and he's always busy, but this morning he's up and he's getting ready to start the Peachtree Road Race. He is the 61st mayor of the city of Atlanta, Honorable Mayor Andre Dickens. And he is social. You can find him on the Twitter X, whatever you want to call it, at Andre for Atlanta. Andre for Atlanta is where he is. Talk about this day and the things that we traditionally do in Atlanta. This and there's fireworks, there's cookouts. I don't know. Are you on the grill today?
Really?
Well, I would be on the grill, but I'm chilling today because, once you run this race, you get tired. And the good thing about being mayor, I didn't know how many invitations to cookouts I get. So as mayor, I think you just get an honorary pass to just go to people's backyard and just say, hey, what's on the grill? And they just be like, hey, come on, mayor, come on, get some of this chicken and ribs and everything. So I have about four cookouts to fall through today.
I'm just picturing that mayor stopping by your house. Yeah. Just fix me a plate.
There you go.
just fix me a plate. Come on down there. Again, Mayor Andre Dick is joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Listen, we're going to take a second and talk about this city as far as filled with sports and what is going on right now in the world of sports. You're talking to a sports station. How much opportunity do you get to enjoy the Atlanta sports teams?
Oh, I'm an Atlanta everything fan. I mean, Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta Braves, Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Dream, Atlanta United, and then Georgia Tech. And, I'm even getting into Atlanta Vibe, which is a volleyball team. So I love Atlanta sports. And I go to a few games. I go to United matches, Falcons games, Hawks games, as well as, a number of games. I go to just about everything. And because I love cheering for the home team, I love to see how excited our fans are. We have the best fan base. I mean, the people get into the crowd and they get excited. We cheer our team on. And I like the fact that Atlanta does big events well, too, like this. This is the 55th annual Peachtree Road Race. It's the world's largest. Then we're going to host the World Cup. And we're hosting, you know, the college football national championship game. And over again, Major League Baseball All-Star game. Atlanta is a sports town, and people come here to enjoy themselves because we're very hospitable, got the world's busiest airport, and we got cool folks and good food.
You're going to do all those things.
Oh, I'm sorry I brought it up. I thought you were going to jump in here, but I did want to ask him about that big event. The world's going to be focusing on Atlanta here next year with the World Cup coming. What are your thoughts about that and the preparation? I'm sure you've been in meeting after meeting after meeting about that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We have lots of meetings in preparation for FIFA World Cup. Atlanta's going to have eight games, just like eight Super Bowls. And you saw last week we had the Copa match, USA versus Panama, at the same, almost the same time as we had a presidential debate, which had several sets of Secret Service and all kinds of protections, and no incidents of violence, no problems with people getting in and out of the game. And just to add, you know, more pressure and more, you know, challenge to our planning, it rained right before the Copa match. So all of that got handled well. And so we're going to do that over and over again during FIFA World Cup in 2026. So we have more matches, more games to prepare to get ready for that. Our community of law enforcement, our community of regional planning and transportation are working well. We work with MARTA, the ARC, of course, all of the alphabet soup of agencies regarding law enforcement, FBI, GBI, APD, and then, you know, all of the rest, including the Sheriff's Department and others. So so we are ready. And now what we're going to make sure, my goal is to make sure that the World Cup doesn't just happen in Atlanta or to Atlanta, that it happens with Atlanta. So we're about to plan some watch parties, some scrimmages, and activations in 2025 and early 26 before the World Cup.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. He's got everything covered.
No, but I'm just saying, you listen to the scope of things that he has talked about. We know about it. But when you say it out loud, there's a lot of stuff going on in this international city. And he ain't even mentioned the film industry.
Yep.
Which I've been doing a job for Mr. Mayor. He doesn't know that, though.
Yeah, he does that quite a bit, Mayor Dickens, get people to go into that.
Been helping people get jobs, man, for the last 11 years in the city. But we can talk about that another time.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
All those things
you can talk about.
As we see some of the motorcycle police officers coming by in front of us here at Colony Square, you talk about the logistics that have gone into place. Everything seems to be ready to get started. Mr. Mayor, you got to be very pleased. Once again, this city has risen to the occasion.
Absolutely. I am very pleased that the city has risen to the occasion. I'm looking at people walking up to the platform now. I'm seeing people stretch and get ready as the sun, you know, begins to come up. It's just a wonderful sight to see. The Atlanta Track Club has once again done their thing to put this on, and I'm just honored to serve as the honorary starter. So they're calling me now. I got to get ready to go up here and get the final details.
We'll let you go ahead and get to business, and we get down by Colony Square. If you get a chance,
give us a wave.
Right here on the left side here in front of Colony Square. Look forward to seeing you. Mayor Dickens, thank you so much for spending some time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
I'll wave at you guys as I pass by on the left-hand side. Now, don't take any pictures, because by then I'm going to be huffing and puffing.
He'd be sweating. He said, if I look like James Brown sweating, don't take no pictures of me.
Yeah, don't take my pictures.
Okay, happy 4th to you.
Happy 4th, sir.
Happy 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, guys.
There you go.
All right.
Is that our first mayor?
That's our first time having mayor.
I mean, I've seen Kasim Reed here in the food court.
Yeah.
That don't count, does it?
No.
Okay.
I've seen mayor, in the food court, I've seen Mayor Campbell in the food court.
I tell you where I saw him last.
You know,
it was up on the 8th floor. But
okay, yep, come by.
In any particular room.
Mayor Bottoms, you've seen him, but to have the mayor on with us, it was great to have him. That gets us started. That gets up to a great
start. I have a question, and it's going to sound like I'm being funny, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Speaking of mayors, during the time you have been following the Peachtree Road Race, you've been covering a bunch of them, right? Since we've been working together, but before that, when Mayor Franklin was in office, and I would imagine one of the years that she was in office, she participated in some capacity. Did she have that little? Did she have a flower?
She never went anywhere without that flower. Now,
did she have a flower while she was running in the Peachtree? That's what I want to know.
She may have had one.
There might be a picture someplace, but that's what I was curious about. That's what popped in my mind. So again, want to thank Mary Andre Dickens for joining us. This is what we talked about. This first hour is very fluid. Now, one of the things that you and I talked about also that we had guests that were going to be providing commentary during the race. Going to talk to Chesley at some point. Mm-hmm. But I had a runner, a participant, who was going to be joining us. But they're going to take us into an area. Right now, there is an area by the starting line where you have everybody sort of in sections that are going to be coming through.
Right.
There's a section that folks can't get to.
Okay.
With runners who are elite. And it's in a, like I said, it's in a different little area. So we're going to reach out to a correspondent we've deputized, Shannon Brownbud. And Shannon's a runner. She runs with a number of different people. She's also worked, she's preparing for the Ironman. But she works, runs with the Disney crew. I didn't know that Disney had a running crew.
Man, there are a lot of people. Delta Airlines has a crew. Coca-Cola has a crew. A lot of these people, you see the names on these skyscrapers?
Yeah.
A lot of them do have to do that.
Didn't know that. So we're going to reach out, try and get to Shannon Brownbun. But if not, like I said, who knows what is coming up next. Also want to take this time, thank Big Mike over here, and also Shannon, Noelle.
Oh, Noelle, yeah.
Noelle,
yeah.
For what she's doing back up at the station. So, Noelle, thank you. Take us a break, and then we're going to come back. And during the break, we'll find out who we're actually going to be talking to next. But, listen, we appreciate you guys joining us on this 4th of July Thursday morning. It is like a tradition, like I love it. Sam and Greg here at the Peachtree Road Race. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
929thegame.com and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame access. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy.
929thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Independence Day. Happy 4th of July to
Everybody.
Did I do a
sitting? We are less than 4 minutes away from the start of the wheelchair competitors. I'm looking at a live camera there, right there at Lenox Square, as they're getting ready to get started. They will get things going in just a 2 or 3 minutes here, and then the elite runners, and it will be on the way. The 55th edition of the AJC Peachtree Road Race.
We had a motorcade come by here with a group of folks. I'm just saying, y'all just don't think you're gonna have some fun.
Yeah.
Around this race here. I mean,
but there's some folks in place to make sure that you have fun.
You have fun, but don't do no knucklehead stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's people here we just heard from the mayor. Been a lot of meetings. There's a lot of public safety people who are gonna make sure that nothing goes sideways. And everything continues to make this one of the best events in this city.
Yep, best events
in the state,
in the country.
We're
the biggest 10K in the country, and one of the reasons is why the logistics that takes place. You know, Mayor Dickens talk about how it's a collaborative effort, with so many different agencies across the board who make this event come off the way it does. And people come here, just enjoy it. Just come down and enjoy it. If you're running in it, you know, enjoy it. If you're coming down just to spectate and cheer on the runners, come on and have a good time.
Now, you've been doing this for a long time, so you feel like you pretty much know the lay of the land, everything that's going on, how it starts. You know, we've got the wheelchair folks coming here a little bit, but there are still little pockets of this event that you may not know about. I didn't know about it. I'm not a runner. Maybe if I was a runner, I'd know something about it. Maybe the folks with the Atlanta Track Club know a little bit about it, but we've not been behind the curtain. So one of the things that you and I talked about as we approached this broadcast was maybe we can get some people who are going to be boots on the ground, who can get us into areas that let us know about some stuff that we may not know about. And we have that person.
Oh, hey.
We have her online right now. Now, this is a person, let's do the credentials real quick, runs for the Disney Track Club, is currently training for an Ironman.
Okay.
I mean, literally, when we were talking about this the other day, when I was ready to just put my feet up and watch the Braves game, she's getting ready to head out for a swim and a run.
And a run. Yeah.
That's commitment. But right now, want to welcome Shannon Brownbun, who is our Peachtree Road Race correspondent, and she is in a location that you just can't get to right now.
Okay.
So I want to welcome Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for doing this for us.
Hi. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Now, you are in an area that our runners, people who are at an elite level, are at. Tell us where you are.
So, actually, I am not there yet. We had a little issue with the MARTA, we had to get off the MARTA and get on another train. So,
oh, wow.
I am walking up towards that area, but I am not there just yet.
Can you tell us where it is that you will eventually get to? The area that you're
talking
about? Okay. Let's
yes, it'll be around at the Macy's area.
Okay.
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 So there's people. Go ahead, Sam.
No, I mean, you talk about has the issue with MARTA been resolved? Because that's the way a lot of runners are getting there.
There was a lot of runners on the MARTA train already sitting there. We were waiting, and then they had something went wrong, and we had to all get off the MARTA train and get onto another MARTA train.
But MARTA is running smoothly now?
It is running smoothly, yeah. Yes.
Okay. So the
now
location,
it is.
So the location that you're talking about, that you will eventually end up at, that you were telling us that it's a location kind of behind, around the corner, if you will, where certain runners are at. Tell us about that, if you could, please.
That's correct. So we have that area is going to be where the some of the guys from the Olympic trials will be at. Also, the elite track running team is also there. They will be warming up. That's where they do their warm up.
Outstanding. Because we do have
it's very exciting. Even just walking through here, everything is so exciting. All the people that are out here just warming up and excited for this run.
We spent some time.
Amazing.
With Shannon Brownbun this morning. Shannon, how many times have you participated in this race?
I believe right now it's 50,000.
Now, how many times have you been in?
Oh, I have. Oh, 10.
Wow.
This is my 10th one.
I want to ask you something. Do you eat something special, or what do you avoid leading up to this? Because people talk, do you carb? Do you load up on carbs? What do you do? What works for you?
What works for me is usually 4 o'clock yesterday. I will carb up, and then that's about it. And then have maybe a banana with peanut butter. Don't have too much in your stomach because it's going to be hot. You're going to be running. You more want to have like high like electrolytes, like Gatorade, Pedialyte, stuff like that. Something very, very light.
You know, she mentioned something to me when we were talking about this that I didn't know existed. And she mentioned a place that sold it, Costco, one of the Liquid IV.
Yeah. Yes, Liquid IV.
I didn't know about that, man, because I just figured Mike's even shaking his head. You know about this, Sam?
I've heard, but I've never experienced
it. Shannon, what's the upside of something like that? Is that something that's part of every runner's in their cabinets at home?
A lot of people use that Liquid IV. It brings all those electrolytes that you're already losing. It replenishes you pretty quick. So I know it does for me. It works for me.
All right.
So all you need is just a powder. You just put it in your water, shake it up, and drink it.
Again, Shannon Brownbun joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, as we are here for the Peachtree Road Race. Shannon is a runner. She is a runner with the Disney Track Club. She's a volunteer to be our correspondent this morning. Now, I know you're going to prepare to get going here in just a little bit, but along with running with Disney, along with the other things that you do, I understand you are training for the Ironman?
I am. I am training for the Ironman this morning. This will be my warm-up. This is actually my warm-up to my training that I will be doing later on today. Today will be a long-distance run, so this will be a nice warm-up around great people.
So this is her first Ironman,
Sam. And it's a warm-up.
Yeah.
It's
a warm-up. We're just getting the juices flowing here.
Now, this isn't the one that's done in Hawaii, correct? Where's this one?
That's correct. This one will be September 29th. It is a full Ironman, my first full ever Ironman. And I'm excited. So that's 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, and then a full marathon run right after, which is 26.2.
Ouch.
And just for the fact, we were putting this together. Ouch. We all met at the station. Mike Conti met her, and she came in, and she met Andy Bunker and Randy, right? And her and Andy were talking about running, because Andy's going to be a part of this today.
Yep.
And Andy asked her what her best time was. And so I couldn't remember what it was, Shannon, for the 10Ks that you've done. What is your – or marathon, excuse me. What is your time?
Oh, my marathon is at 3:45.
3:45, you said?
Yes, that's my marathon time.
Wow.
I could drive to Chattanooga.
Boston qualifier there.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, we're going to let you go. We appreciate it. And when you get a chance, I know you and another elite runner, when you finish the race, may stop by the broadcast location. We'll try and get more information about what you got going on here. But your website, if people want to find out who you are and what's going on with you and the places, the Delta Track Club and you, where you guys run at, where would you send them to?
Oh, yeah, you can go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Shannon Brownbun.
There you go. All right. Listen,
you can follow me, guys, and then I'll give you guys more information. You can see up there. You can see how I'm training, where I'm training, and all the run clubs I belong to as well.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Shannon, we appreciate it. We're going to let you put the phone down and start your stretching and prepping for a full day of just sweating.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Right.
I'll see you guys later.
All right, thanks
all right,
a lot, Shannon Brownbun. Listen, we don't know who's going to be joining us next, but again, this is, and it's starting to get light out here. You know, we get to see some folks are coming by. They're already starting to wave at us, so this is going to be a really, really fun morning.
It is. It always is.
And
we got a little bit of a breeze. But of course, we're inside. You know,
between
the buildings, we're getting a break. The runners don't get what we get out here. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. But we're getting we're at the park where the runners are getting close to the park. But Piedmont Park is not far from where we are, and that's close to the finish line. That's where people will go, and they'll walk through the misters and cool off and get something to drink and get that T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
This event started in 1970, and the T-shirt started in 1971. And every year, Greg, that is the prize that the runners seek. There's a competition that goes on to see who wins out, and some really talented artwork has been displayed each and every year. People who want to be have their artwork on the T-shirt that they get at the end of the Peachtree Road Race. So that's a big deal.
You know what else happened on this date? In 1970. Actually, you know what? No. On this date, 1970. So you brought that up.
70.
So we still do the other insignificant stuff on the show, even though we're outside here. an all-time great began his radio show, Casey Kasem's Top 40.
Is that when that started?
It started on this date. Casey started counting them down. If you have never YouTubed it, it is worth the 2 minutes of your life to hear the Casey Kasem outtake where he dedicates a song to a dog, and it doesn't go right. And Casey goes sideways.
Oh man.
And
really?
There's the bleeped version where he's yelling at his producer and calling him all kinds of names, and then there's...
That's not good.
The real one. And you need to hear it. It's an all-time great listen. But happened again on this day. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We are hoping to talk to a few other folks. We're going to talk to Chesley. We're going to hear from him. Going to talk to Noelle. She's going to join us maybe in person for Noelle's World.
Wow.
Don't know just yet. Maybe in person.
As the runners go by, they will enjoy getting a chance to see Noelle.
To see Noelle?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Atlanta Dream, possibly, or are they on the road?
No, they're busy.
Okay.
They gotta play games.
Okay. Well, that was the other night, you know.
Maybe
get a chance to come on down here. Terrell Thomas is going to join us. He actually may be stopping by.
Okay.
With his new assistant, his daughter Selah. I don't know. And Joe Patrick's going to talk Atlanta United. Also talk Falcons. So we have some guests joining us, and it just got started with the mayor of Atlanta, and then Shannon Brownbutt. So we are off and running on this 4th of July. An Atlanta tradition, a Georgia tradition, actually you could say a 4th of July tradition, the Peachtree Road Race. Sam and Greg, we are here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Born down in a dead man's town, the first kicker took us when I hit the ground. In the block of dog, has been beat too much, till you spend half your life just to cover it up.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app on this 4th of July. Peachtree Road Race morning. We have got official vehicles. Not going that fast. We're sort of...
Well, they're up front because we got the first of the wheelchair competitors just a block or so away from us. It's going to be passing by very soon. As we can see what we got, some... I think they're coming up pretty soon.
All right.
Right here. So... Right, there we go. Okay. Right here, passing by is right here in front of Colony Square.
Keep the play-by-play going, Sam.
Absolutely.
This is good.
The very first one going by. What work. Glad to be that guy with the camera. Look at that camera. It's on the back of that motorcycle that's out there following. That's providing a live image of the first competitor to come through.
You got to wonder how many Last Dance-like projects are being filmed today during this.
Absolutely.
With different people.
Different people.
We don't know. Because we noticed some famous folks in this. Your girl, you know, it was funny. We were getting ready for this broadcast, and we knew the mayor was going to be joining us. And I can't remember if there was a connection with him and Maria Taylor.
Okay.
I don't know if it was last year when she ran it. She's not going to be here this year because she's obviously in Paris getting ready for the Olympics. But folks like that, if you keep a close eye on some people, you never know who you're going to
really
run
don't.
Into.
You really don't. Here comes some more competitors coming through, and, man, they are working. They are working coming through this morning. I mean, really, 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 you know. And the work that goes in preparing for this, I mean, that's the thing. And this element was added in 1981, the wheelchair event by the Shepherd Center, to include wheelchair competitors. And since 1981, we've had wheelchair competitors in this event is a big part, and they're the ones that get it started. And we've had some in this, and maybe some participating today. We're preparing for the Paralympics.
Right.
They will be getting to go to Paris as well to compete in the Paralympics.
And the thing is, there's different terminology. I want to make sure. You know, I have said this before. And shout out to JR. And maybe he can stop by. I doubt he's listening right now unless he lost a bet. But JR Sports and his connection with Special Olympics. And I'm wondering if he's going to be out there. But he and I, you know, I'm actually kind of jealous in a way that he gets to work with them. Because that would be something that I would really – really love to do and be a part of at one point. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this 4th of July, on this this very special day, one of the things that we have not done so far, and we can kind of work this in while it's got a little break in the action, we have started our show with the story of the week. We haven't been here for a few days, and we'd like to start things off with what we, you know, what touched us in a certain kind of way this past week.
The sound that they make when they go
by. Yeah, those wheels.
Those wheels is really important. I mean, for me, We're gonna get our.
Nah, we'll just, it's okay, Noel. You don't have to worry about it.
We're about to open. We're about to sound it. I mean, for me and Noel will know. I was with her, and she'll talk about it later when we get into Noel's world. Was the Chicago Sky coming to town and seeing the excitement for Angel Reese? I mean, a couple of weeks before we had the excitement with Caitlin Clark coming to town, and just the idea. Greg, most of the time in sports, it is the major league sports, the professional sports that drives the different levels.
Right.
But what we're seeing right now with women's basketball and the WNBA is the college level really driving things that are happening at the professional level as people, you know, follow the ascent of these players that they've watched at the college level and in the NCAA tournament. And so it was proof of that once again, that the youth is serving. She found out that night that she was going to be an all-star. For the first time since 2014, you're going to have two rookies that are all-stars, you know, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and just the impact that they're making. But it was cool to be down and watch it. And there's some people who felt like it could have been, you know, in a bigger place. And we're going to let Noel get into that Noel wants to go in on that. So we're going to save that for her.
We got our first costume.
Yeah, we got.
But they're not running.
Yeah,
we're just here, kind of Lady Liberty. This was the day we got it.
We got Lady Liberty.
we have Ladies Liberty because she's wearing a tiara too.
And she's like cheering them on.
Yeah, she got a flame thing.
Yeah, a little flame.
She did a little project there, a little Martha Stewart thing where she put it together.
She put it together. She's fantastic.
I bet she's a teacher.
I don't know. You think so?
That's my first guess. I bet she's a teacher.
She's going to take some pictures. She brought her own photographer.
Yeah. Sights going on down here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.
It's just starting. 92.9. That's going to be a lot more today.
Noel, didn't I tell you? Anyway.
What was it for you this week?
It was easy for me. It was Burrell, or whatever you want to call it, hurricane.
Yeah.
And where it came through took me back. For those who don't know, one of the jobs I had, and I had the best job in the Western Hemisphere for a while as a young man, and that's DJ on a cruise ship. I just had all manner of fun. But working on a cruise ship during hurricane season, at least this is the way they used to do it. Now, first of all, if you're leaving Saturday to Saturday, say you're a 7-day cruise and you leave on a Saturday or a Sunday, you're in port for a certain amount of time, then you got to get out. And that port is used differently and is reserved for the various crew. Carnival don't want to hear about a hurricane, you know, coming, and you guys are still sitting there on a Sunday. We got it booked for Sunday. We got to come back and drop folks off. So there's that to consider. My ship was a 3-day, 4-day ship. So we left on Friday, came back Monday. A lot of people just go crazy partying all weekend long. And then we go back out Monday. But the point, what used to happen was when you thought there was a hurricane coming or as you were getting ready to schedule your next trip, you went the other direction. That's the best part about
being. Can you do that?
What do you mean, can you do it? It's a big ocean.
Okay.
Okay. And the
but you do to be at a certain place at a certain time. That's all I'm saying.
The hurricane will take a few days to stay on course in most cases. So the decision is being made by the cruise line. And again, this is the way it used to go. They would go out, and we were leaving Miami, and this thing was coming up, and say it was already down, you know, coming up on the other side of Cuba, say, right? So you could leave, but you'd go up the East Coast.
Okay.
And you do a donut, come around, and wait for it to come to land, and you go back down to the Southern Caribbean. So in other words, you went the other direction. You had the option of going the other direction. The problem was when you hit some of these ports that you were supposed to stop at, the hurricane had already hit.
Oh, man.
You couldn't stop there.
Right,
you couldn't land. The area, the piers and the locations that you were going at had been damaged. So this really took me back. And I just remember being out there and not realizing, not paying even attention to the danger that was there and what could have happened. I never got seasick. I didn't know. You don't know if you get seasick till you get on a boat.
Okay.
And it happens.
Right.
It's not one of those things you could test for. So luckily I never did. But it was how the cruise lines, you know, because there's some cruise ships out there right now. They're just going the other direction.
Okay.
And then they'll come back around. But what's going on in Jamaica, what's going on in Grand Cayman, what's going on in Haiti and Dominican Republic, I don't know if those ports can support a cruise ship coming in.
Okay.
And then those people don't move real fast as far as repairing. So I don't know what that region is going to look like for a while, especially Jamaica. That was the one that made me think about that. So that took me back. That's my story of the week. Like I said, lot more stories about being out there with this. And the cruise lines are going to protect you, but I guarantee you they're not sitting there at the port in Miami or up the coast, even in the Gulf on Tampa side. They're going to get out of there and go the other direction. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. As we sit here on this Peachtree Road Race, what are you looking at, man?
I'm looking at the wheelchair competitors are getting into Piedmont Park. They arrived in Piedmont Park. We'll tell you who the men's winner was momentarily. And the elite runners are warming up, and they're getting set to make their start. And they're getting lined up now there in front of Lennox. And Lady Liberty is still waving everybody on there.
Yeah, now,
we got to find out where is she from.
Monique, maybe you can go over there and grab her and bring her over here. you're the one that's all worked. Listen, I told Noel before this. Sam is going to be like a little kid in a department store looking at all these folks. That's okay, though. That's great. We're bringing the essence of this race and the type of people who show up for it to our show. That's what we want. And so if she's receptive, look at it. She got a little chair there.
She got a little chair.
Yeah, she's all
set. She says take another selfie.
Take another selfie.
There we go.
And I'm telling you, man.
She's been to visit that tent over there, too. I don't know what they're serving over there, but she's Lady Liberty's over to see what's on the menu.
You a mimosa drinker?
Not really.
You think
they got one of those?
I don't know what they have. I'm asking you
mimosas,
if you're a mimosa drinker. You know, it's an early
Bloody
morning.
Mary.
Yeah, you wanted to drink? I was never a Bloody Mary
person.
Not
Bloody Mary.
No, I'll drink a mimosa, but it's got to be usually I'm vacationing someplace.
Well, Lady Liberty may down a couple over there while she's...
No, she got to go somewhere. She got to...
I didn't say she was drunk.
Uh-huh.
I just said she looked like she'd enjoy being refreshed while she stands there and encourages all the people as they come down the course. That's all I said, Greg. I didn't say the woman wasn't drunk.
Can you imagine Liberty was standing there like the Leaning Tower of Pisa by the end of the race? This was the day, Mr. Crenshaw,
yes,
why she's doing this, that the Statue of Liberty was presented to America by Paris. It happened on this day.
On this day.
So she is, you know, appropriately dressed.
She is appropriately dressed, and she is here. And as we say that, the elite women runners are on their way. They've had their start, so they're making their way down the 10K trek. They're keeping a watch on them, and we see how they go as the wheelchair participants continue to pass us by here in front of Colony Square on this July 4th morning. Wherever you are this morning, wherever you are, you know, thanks a lot for joining us. If you're on your way and you're going to participate in the race, I've encouraged people on my social, download the Odyssey app, listen to us as you make your way down. And then when you get down here in front of Colony Square, give us a shout.
Shout one of our phrases that you hear on our show. Game day, you know, Thursday morning, or he is social, or good morning, Georgia. Whatever you want to do, just let us know. That way we'll know you're one of our core listeners.
You're one of our folks.
Yeah.
Great to have you. We're getting helicopters flying overhead. And,
yeah, man.
A lot of people doing that, watching over that. But also you got some cameras on board. They'll be providing that as well. The AJC is providing a live feed of what's going on as far as the race goes. So we're keeping an eye on that.
And if you're having a cookout, by the way, the mayor's receptive to a plate.
Hey, you know what I mean? Mayor, we're so appreciative once again for Mayor Andre Dickens for joining us this morning to get things kicked off with us. Started us off right. First time we've had the mayor join us to start things with the Peachtree Road Race and talk about all the logistics and all the organizations to help make this event safe and secure. If you come down, come out and just worry about having fun. Somebody else is worried about all the other stuff.
Yeah.
You just come down and enjoy
and
yourself.
And they've got things in place. You're not acting a fool around here.
We saw some cars come through here. Well, they're not cars. These were some big vehicles with dark tinted glasses.
Emergency vehicles.
With some people inside.
That's what you want for a motorcade.
There
ain't nobody getting in that thing. So just like I said, act appropriate if you're coming down here because people are wound very tight to make sure this is a successful event. As we get on out of here, you ever heard of Meyer Lansky?
I have.
You know, so you're not sure where you heard him?
Not sure where, but
he's the guy who started the Five Families.
Okay.
In New York.
Okay.
Them's guys.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Him and Charlie Lucky Luciano.
Okay.
Would have been Meyer Lansky's birthday today.
Ah.
Well, Meyer Lansky is Hyman Roth in The Godfather. Now, they don't really say his name, but that's who he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Supposed to be Hyman Roth. So you learn about him.
We'll watch for that.
Godfather, too. And the 30th president. Today would have been his birthday. As everybody looks into the clouds looking, who's the 30th president?
The 30th president was?
Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge. Insignificant information still bubbles to the top here on this 4th of July.
I got people texting me and everything.
That's because you are who you are. That's my helicopter above here, man, because it's you.
Jay, what up, bro? Appreciate you. Appreciate you giving me a shout out, man. It's love. Hope you're having a good time. What you got on the grill today, too? I call you later.
The mayor will come by.
The mayor will come to your place.
You hear the grill. I got a text from Jesse.
There we go.
Moving to the 7 o'clock hour, Terrell Thomas will be joining us. We're going to venture into Noel's world, which should be interesting on this 4th of July. But up next, Mr. Crenshaw, I'll let you know what's going on locally other than the Peachtree Road Race this morning. It is Sam and Greg broadcasting live from not just the corner, but just off the corner of 14th and Peachtree in Collins Square in front of the Starbucks on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Born down in a dead man's town. The first kicker took us when I hit the ground. In the black of dog has been beat too much till you spend half your life just to cover it up now. Born in the USA. Born in the USA.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. On this 4th of July, Peachtree Road Race morning, we have got official vehicles.
They're up front because we got the first of the wheelchair competitors just a block or so away from us. It's going to be passing by very soon. As we can see, what we got some, I think they're coming up pretty soon.
All right, right here.
So, there we go. Right okay. here, passing by is right here in front of Colony Square.
Keep the play-by-play going, Sam.
Absolutely.
This is good.
The very first one going by. What work. I'm glad to be that guy with the camera. Look at that camera. It's on the back of that motorcycle that's out there following. That's providing a live image of the first competitor to come through.
You got to wonder how many Last Dance-like projects are being filmed today during this.
Absolutely.
With different people.
We
don't know. Because we noticed some famous folks in this. Your girl, you know, it was funny. We were getting ready for this broadcast, and we knew the mayor was going to be joining us. And I can't remember if there was a connection with him and Maria Taylor.
Okay.
I don't know if it was last year when she ran it. She's not going to be here this year because she's obviously in Paris getting ready for the Olympics. But folks like that, if you keep a close eye on some people, you never know who you're going to
really
run
don't.
Into.
You really don't. Here comes some more competitors coming through, and, man, they are working. They are working coming through this morning. I mean, really, you know. And the work that goes in preparing for this, I mean, that's the thing. And this element was added in 1981, the wheelchair event by the Shepherd Center, to include wheelchair competitors. And since 1981, we've had wheelchair competitors in this event is a big part, and they're the ones that get it started. And we've had some in this, and maybe some participating today. We're preparing for the Paralympics.
Right.
They will be getting to go to Paris as well to compete in the Paralympics.
And the thing is, there's different terminology. I want to make sure you know, I have said this before. And shout out to JR. And maybe he can stop by. I doubt he's listening right now unless he lost a bet. But JR Sports and his connection with Special Olympics, and I'm wondering if he's going to be out there. But he and I, you know, I'm actually kind of jealous in a way that he gets to work with them. Because that would be something that I would really – really love to do and be a part of at one point. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this 4th of July, on this very special day, one of the things that we have not done so far, and we can kind of work this in while it's got a little break in the action, we have started our show with the story of the week. We haven't been here for a few days, and we'd like to start things off with what we, you know, what touched us in a certain kind of way this past week.
The sound that they make when they go
by. Yeah,
those wheels. Those wheels is really important. I mean, for me, we're going to get our...
it's okay, Noel. You don't have to worry about hitting the sounder.
Don't worry about the sounder. I mean, for me, and Noel will know, I was with her, and she'll talk about it later when we get into Noel's world, was the Chicago Sky coming to town and seeing the excitement for Angel Reese. I mean, a couple of weeks before, we had the excitement with Caitlin Clark coming to town, and just the idea... Greg, most of the time in sports, it is the major league sports, the professional sports that drives the different levels.
Right.
But what we're seeing right now with women's basketball and the WNBA is the college level really driving things that are happening at the professional level as people, you know, follow the ascent of these players that they've watched at the college level and in the NCAA tournament. And so it was proof of that once again, that the youth is serving. She found out that night that she was going to be an all-star. For the first time since 2014, you're going to have two rookies that are all-stars, you know, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and just the impact that they're making. But it was cool to be down and watch it. And there's some people who felt like it could have been, you know, in a bigger place. And we're going to let Noelle get into that Noelle wants to go in on that. So we're going to save that for her.
We got our first costume.
Yeah, we got.
But they're not running.
Yeah,
this was the day we got it.
We got Lady Liberty.
we have Ladies Liberty because she's wearing a tiara too.
And she's like cheering them on.
Yeah, she's got waving. A flame thing.
Yeah, a flame.
She did a little project there, a little Martha Stewart thing where she put it together.
She put it together. She's fantastic.
I bet she's a teacher.
I don't know. You think so?
That's my first guess. I bet she's a teacher.
She's going to take some pictures. She brought her own photographer.
Yeah. Sights going on down here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.
It's just starting. That's going to be a lot more today.
Noelle, didn't I tell you? Anyway.
What was it for you this week?
It was easy for me. It was Burrell, or whatever you want to call it, hurricane.
Yeah.
And where it came through took me back. For those who don't know, one of the jobs I had, and I had the best job in the Western Hemisphere for a while as a young man, and that's DJ on a cruise ship. I just had all manner of fun. But working on a cruise ship during hurricane season, at least this is the way they used to do it. Now, first of all, if you're leaving Saturday to Saturday, say you're a 7-day cruise and you leave on a Saturday or a Sunday, you're in port for a certain amount of time, then you got to get out. And that port is used differently and is reserved for the various crew. Carnival don't want to hear about a hurricane, you know, coming, and you guys are still sitting there on a Sunday. We got it booked for Sunday. We got to come back and drop folks off. So there's that to consider. My ship was a 3-day, 4-day ship. So we left on Friday, came back Monday. A lot of people just go crazy partying all weekend long. And then we go back out Monday. But the point, what used to happen was when you thought there was a hurricane coming or as you were getting ready to schedule your next trip, you went the other direction. That's the best part about
being. Can you do that?
What do you mean, can you do it? It's a big ocean.
Okay.
And the
but you do to be at a certain place at certain times. That's all I'm saying.
The hurricane will take a few days to stay on course in most cases. So the decision is being made by the cruise line. And again, this is the way it used to go. They would go out, and we were leaving Miami, and this thing was coming up, and say it was already down, you know, coming up on the other side of Cuba, say, right? So you could leave, but you'd go up the East Coast.
Okay.
And you do a donut, come around, and wait for it to come to land, and you go back down to the Southern Caribbean. So in other words, you went the other direction. You had the option of going the other direction. The problem was when you hit some of these ports that you were supposed to stop at, that the hurricane had already hit.
Oh, man.
You couldn't stop there.
Right,
you couldn't land. The area, the piers and the locations that you were going at had been damaged. So this really took me back. And I just remember being out there and not realizing, not paying even attention to the danger that was there and what could have happened. I never got seasick. I didn't know. You don't know if you get seasick till you get on a boat.
Okay.
And it happens.
Right.
It's not one of those things you could test for. So luckily I never did. But it was how the cruise lines, you know, because there's some cruise ships out there right now. They're just going the other direction.
Okay.
And then they'll come back around. But what's going on in Jamaica, what's going on in Grand Cayman, what's going on in Haiti and Dominican Republic, I don't know if those ports can support a cruise ship coming in.
Okay.
And then those people don't move real fast as far as repairing. So I don't know what that region is going to look like for a while, especially Jamaica. That was the one that made me think about that. So that took me back. That's my story of the week. Like I said, lot more stories about being out there with this. And the cruise lines are going to protect you, but I guarantee you they're not sitting there at the port in Miami or up the coast, even in the Gulf on Tampa side. They're going to get out of there and go the other direction. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we sit here on this Peachtree Road Race, what are you looking at, man?
I'm looking at the wheelchair competitors are getting into Piedmont Park. They arrived in Piedmont Park. We'll tell you who the men's winner was momentarily. And the elite runners are warming up, and they're getting set to make their start. And they're getting lined up now there in front of Lennox. And Lady Liberty is still waving everybody on there.
Yeah, now,
we got to find out where is she from.
Monique, maybe you can go over there and grab her and bring her over here. you're the one that's all worked. Listen, I told Noel before this, Sam is going to be like a little kid in a department store looking at all these folks. That's okay, though. That's great. We're bringing the essence of this race and the type of people who show up for it to our show. That's what we want. And so if she's receptive, look at it. She got a little chair there.
She got a little chair.
Yeah, she's all
set. She says take another selfie.
Take another selfie.
There we go.
And I'm telling you, man.
She's been to visit that tent over there, too. I don't know what they're serving over there, but she's Lady Liberty's over there to see what's on the menu.
You a mimosa drinker?
Not really.
You think
they get one of those?
I don't know what they have. I'm asking you mimosas, if you're a mimosa drinker. You know, it's an early
Bloody
morning.
Mary.
Yeah, you wanted to drink? I was never Bloody Mary
not
person.
Bloody Mary.
No, I'll drink a mimosa, but it's got to be usually I'm vacationing someplace.
Lady Liberty may down a couple over there while she's...
No, she got to go somewhere. She got to...
I didn't say she was drunk.
Uh-huh.
I just said she looked like she'd enjoy being refreshed while she stands there and encourages all the people as they come down the course. That's all I said, Greg. I didn't say the woman was drunk.
Can you imagine Liberty was standing there like the Lady Power Pisa by the end of the race? This was the day, Mr. Crenshaw,
yes,
why she's doing this, that the Statue of Liberty was presented to America by Paris. It happened on this day.
On this day.
So she is, you know, appropriately dressed.
She is appropriately dressed, and she is here. And as we say that, the elite women runners are on their way. They've had their start, so they're making their way down the 10K trek. They're keeping a watch on them, and we see how they go as the wheelchair participants continue to pass us by here in front of Colony Square on this July 4th morning. Wherever you are this morning, wherever you are, you know, thanks a lot for joining us. If you're on your way and you're going to participate in the race, I've encouraged people on my social, download the Odyssey app, listen to us as you make your way down. And then when you get down here in front of Colony Square, give us a shout.
Shout one of our phrases that you hear on our show. Game day, you know, Thursday morning, or he is social, or good morning, Georgia. Whatever you want to do, just let us know. That way we'll know you're one of our core listeners.
You're one of our folks.
Yeah.
Great to have you. We're getting helicopters flying overhead. And,
yeah, man.
A lot of people doing that, watching over that. But also you got some cameras on board. They'll be providing that as well. The AJC is providing a live feed of what's going on as far as the race goes. So we're keeping an eye on that.
And if you're having a cookout, by the way, the mayor's receptive to a plate.
Hey, you know what I mean? Mayor, we're so appreciative once again for Mayor Andre Dickens for joining us this morning to get things kicked off with us. Started us off right. First time we've had the mayor join us to start things with the Peachtree Road Race and talk about all the logistics and all the organizations to help make this event safe and secure. If you come down, come out and just worry about having fun. Somebody else is worried about all the other stuff.
Yeah.
You just come down and enjoy
yourself. And they've got things in place. You're not acting a fool around here.
We saw some cars come through here. They're not cars. These were some big vehicles with dark tinted glasses.
Emergency vehicles.
With some people inside.
That's what you want for a motorcade.
Ain't nobody
getting in that thing. So just like I said, act appropriate if you're coming down here because people are wound very tight to make sure this is a successful event. As we get on out of here, you ever heard of Meyer Lansky?
I have.
You know, so you're not sure where you heard him?
Not sure where, but
he's the guy who started the Five Families.
Okay.
In New York.
Okay.
Them's guys.
Allegedly,
excuse me.
Allegedly.
Him and Charlie Lucky Luciano.
Okay.
Would have been Meyer Lansky's birthday today.
Ah.
Well, Meyer Lansky is Hyman Roth in The Godfather. Now, they don't really say his name, but that's who he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Supposed to be Hyman Roth. So, you learn about him.
We'll watch for that.
Godfather, too. And the 30th president. Today would have been his birthday. As everybody looks into the clouds looking, who's the 30th president?
The 30th president was?
Calvin Coolidge. Calvin Coolidge. Insignificant information still bubbles to the top here on this 4th of July.
I got people texting me and everything.
That's because you are who you are. That's my helicopter above here, man, because it's you.
Jay, what up, bro? Appreciate you giving me a shout-out, man. It's love. Hope you're having a good time. What you got on the grill today, too? I call you later.
The mayor will come by.
The mayor will come to your place.
You got the grill. I got a text from Jesse.
There we go.
Moving to the 7 o'clock hour, Terrell Thomas will be joining us. We're going to venture into Noel's world, which should be interesting on this 4th of July. But up next, Mr. Crenshaw, I'll let you know what's going on locally other than the Peachtree Road Race this morning. It is Sam and Greg broadcasting live from not just the corner, but just off the corner of 14th and Peachtree in Collins Square in front of the Starbucks on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.